All right, folks, welcome back to the Casa Connection podcast. So great to be in your ears on this very important episode where we're going to be talking about diversity and what we've been doing here at our CASA program at CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties, better known as CASA Shaw. I am Jeff Warren, and I'm here with our good, awesome, amazing executive director, Tracy Heisler. How you doing, Tracy?
Thank you, Jeff. That was my Valentine's Day present.
There you go.
In case nobody knew.
Exactly. We're recording on Valentine's Day, folks. So, you know, I know we're going to be putting this out after Valentine's Day, but we hope you had a great Valentine's Day. We need to spread more love in the world. We really do, don't we?
I agree wholeheartedly. Yes. In fact, today I tried to call or text the people that I love in my life.
There you go.
Tell them, you know, I love you.
Yeah. I made some homemade cards for my daughters.
That's so nice.
And got a card for my wife, of course, and got a little Russell Stover's candies. You know, here in our area, I guess Russell Stover's is like the bigger candy. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they're a national chain, but I got a little Russell Stover's heart candies. Aww, and stuff.
So that's nice.
Tell my ladies that I love them. So spread more love throughout the world, folks.
I actually stressed my husband out because for Valentine's Day this year, every day for the week, I was doing something nice for him. And he's really overwhelmed and stressed out.
And he was stressed about it.
Yes, because it's too much pressure to do
to reciprocate.
Oh my gosh. Doing something nice for you.
Exactly. You're spreading the love, you're doing it well. We're spreading the love here at CASA Shaw. And boy, what a great opening.
The love and stress.
Exactly. But really, on this episode, we wanted to talk about diversity and what we've been doing here within our CASA program. And again, it's not just because of Black History Month. We do this throughout the course of our years. And our CASA program, we're very proud of the work that we do with regard to racial diversity, resources that we provide our CASA advocates, and the community at large, too, to help educate folks more about racism, about racial equity, racial equality as well. There's a lot of great stuff that we do here, Tracy.
And really, Jeff, in all honesty, at the core of the work that we're doing is love.
There it is.
We want our kids, all of our kids, to be treated with dignity, with respect, to get the same level of high quality advocacy that every other child gets.
Yeah.
And, you know, as white advocates, we may think that we're providing the same, but not every kid needs the same.
That's a great point.
Some need more.
Yeah.
Some need different.
Absolutely.
And if you don't know what you don't know, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So back in the early 2010s, I was looking at the data around our kids. And I found that about 50% of our kids were white. Another 35% were Black. And the others were tended to be Latino,
mm-hmm,
or multiracial,
right,
children. So in looking at the data as regards to our advocates, about 85 to 90% of our advocates were white,
mm-hmm,
and even fewer of those were male.
Right.
So
we have a lot of ladies. We've got a lot of retired ladies, right?
And they're white amazing.
They are awesome.
They are. Mm-hmm. But they weren't always reflective of
right.
the children that we were serving. So we partnered with a local organization called Leadership Somerset.
Mm-hmm. Right here in New Jersey.
Yep. And it's a leadership program. I'm a graduate from 2007 of the Leadership Somerset program. And my request to them was help us recruit more Black and Brown advocates and board members. We need more people who can help our Black and Brown kids
who are representative,
right,
of the community that we serve.
Yeah,
yeah,
to go through this really tough experience with someone who can provide not just empathy and support, but who may have gone through something like this themselves,
right,
and know how to help in a more meaningful way. So with the help of Leadership Somerset, we actually recruited a number of African-American board members,
yep,
to the point that up until just this last year, we had a majority minority board.
Which was great.
Which was fantastic. Yes. And it was transformational.
Let's get into that too, how it was transformational, bringing new perspectives to leadership positions within our CASA program.
Absolutely.
I mean, it must have been eye-opening for you in a few regards. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. And it was it was really wonderful to have more diverse voices at the table.
Yeah.
So one space that comes to mind is, if you recall, in about 2016, 2017, there was an influx of Latino immigrants coming from Central and South America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And many of them were being placed here in New Jersey. And because
I remember we were at our old office, you and I were having conversations about this.
Yeah. And so it gave rise to how can we better support these children,
right,
with having more Spanish speaking advocates, with having more educational supports, of helping kids who English was not their first language, how do we help them in their ESL programs? How do we find material needs for people who are essentially starting over? And having a board that was supportive of that was really important.
Yeah.
Another space, we talked in our last episode about the history of race and child welfare, mm-hmm, and the racial equity circles that we've been having here at Casa Shaw.
So valuable.
We had board support for that. There was no pushback about why would you spend time doing that, because they understood the need and were able to advise me as the executive director of, you know, what are some core components that we should focus on? How do we have these conversations? What responsibility do we have as CASA leadership to get this information out into our community so that we could be better advocates? Some of the other spaces has been just in technical expertise. You know, our board members all are highly educated
professionals they really are.
who bring their gifts and talents to the work that we're doing. And when you add that dimension of having some diversity in terms of race and culture, like in addition to African-American advocates or board members, we also have Asian board members who bring a different perspective. We have some male board members who bring a different perspective, as well as the different professions that they bring to bear. So the diversity is not just race. It's not just culture. It's not just geography.
Right.
It's not just gender. Yeah. It's all of those experiences together that really strengthen the work that we're doing.
And that leads me to what I wanted to really talk about next, was what has it done for our CASA program? In the end, what has it done? We are serving 100% of foster children within our service region. It's not because of the racial diversity initiatives that we have been a part of. It's not the only reason why we're serving it, but it's a large reason why we are serving so many children and better serving them
as
well.
And that's what I was going to say.
And
we're serving them
exactly,
better.
Exactly. Exactly. We're doing the good work that needs to be done for children who are removed from their home, and we're able to understand a little bit better, and we're going to continue to get better. That's what our CASA program does. That's why we should be proud. If any CASA volunteers or any members of the community listening to this, we are getting better with it. Educating the community more when it comes to racial diversity, and whether it's our board members, our CASA volunteers, we have a more diverse CASA volunteer base, I think, than when I started 5-6 years ago.
We do, and that's important.
It's very important.
So one of the things that we are just starting, and I'm super excited about this, is we just created a new position, a director of diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
And she's coming on board February 20th. We are delighted.
Can't wait to work with her.
To have her.
Yeah.
And, you know, in addition to helping with recruitment of more diverse, and not just racial, but handicapped, LGBTQ, culture, language. She's going to be helping us cast a wider net to continue to diversify our board and our advocates.
Right.
So that's one exciting piece. But the other exciting piece is that she's going to be helping us review our policies and procedures. Where are the blind spots that maybe we don't see?
That we don't see, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And help us to do an even better job than we do now. And she's also going to be.
And we do a darn good job, folks. I had to throw that out there, but it's going to get even better.
It is. And the other thing that she's going to be doing is also working with CASA of New Jersey to help embed these principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion throughout our network here in the state. And that can only benefit all of the children we serve,
right.
Not just black and brown ones, but LGBTQ ones, the white ones, the ones on the autism spectrum, you know, the kids who have behavior issues. All of them are going to be better served by having more diverse advocates who are trained and understand the need for cultural competency.
And I'll go back to something that we talked about before we actually hit the record button. And it's something that not just our CASA program, but I know that other CASA programs throughout New Jersey and even throughout the country really try to embark on. And that's just, you know, we're getting better. We're progressing. And I think year after year, month after month, you know, that we want a better understanding of who it is that we are serving and understanding those children, understanding those families more and more. We are about progress here at this CASA program. And I think it's important that folks realize that this isn't work that's being done simply for the sake of it. This is work that's being done for the children, families that we serve. And it's good that we want to get better.
And really, at the end of the day, Jeff, I think that measure of getting better is that we're disrupting old patterns.
There you go.
Disrupting cycles.
Not just for the sake of it. Right.
But exactly. To create meaningful change.
Absolutely.
Moving forward for these children and their families so that as they grow up and become adults and parents of their own, that their lives are better and healthier.
Yeah.
Because we've been there.
From my personal standpoint, my first CASA case that I ever had, it was a Muslim family. I ended up going through that process and coming out of it, learning more about their family, about their culture, and about what the children really ended up needing, even from a cultural standpoint. Not that a 40-year-old white man at the time was really going to be able to provide that, but helping inside of myself to understand more and how that could help me in my life. It's about progress. It's just about getting better and understanding more.
And it's not even that there was something that you could provide, but there was also that you weren't going to impede.
There you go. Yeah, that's an important point.
And facilitate, you might not be able to provide what they need, but facilitating somebody who can provide that, I think, is a really crucial and important part of advocacy.
Yeah.
And that's why diversity is important.
Yes, right there. My gosh, I think we should end it right there. That's a perfect way to end this podcast episode about diversity. We hope you found this valuable, folks. And if you are listening from another CASA program, please feel free to reach out to us. Reach out to Tracy, info@casashaw.org. She has a plethora of knowledge when it comes to not only this issue, but just the world of foster care. We want to help folks as much as we possibly can.
We do. And any resources that we develop, we're happy to share. We're not proprietary in any way. You know, all boats rise.
Absolutely.
When we're doing well. And we are fortunate that we have a really tremendous team here at CASA Shaw.
Yes.
And right now we have the time and the resources to be able to develop things. So we're happy to share.
Make sure you visit our website, casashaw.org. We are on Instagram @CASA_Shaw. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Search us out there. Like our page. Follow us there. We would greatly appreciate that. I think that's going to do it for us, Tracy. Do you have anything else before we head out?
No, just happy spring. It's right around the corner.
I feel, you know what? Being here in New Jersey, it's got to be the warmest that I have ever felt here in the state of New Jersey.
This time of year, January and February.
Holy cow. I mean, we've got 50-degree days and it's crazy.
Climate change is real, folks.
There you go. Okay. We'll end it on that note. Thank you so much for listening to the CASA Connection podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care, be well, and we'll catch you down the road.
Have a great day.